This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The
Talk Radio Countdown. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air now at 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with my colleague and friend and co-host in the hour, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. Talkers Radio is there, Talkers Television, all things talk. We are here to talk about what people are talking about. Surveys done.
That's right.
I feel like when I say that sometimes, that I'm Steve Harvey. Survey says, and so the survey has a lot of things to say, even though it's in words, but I think we'll do our best job to translate what's on the paper into words and conversation, Michael, right?
It's not even paper. It's digital. We don't have paper.
I use paper.
Do you have papers all over your desk in front of you?
I do. In fact, I have four computer screens in front of me and paper.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have in front of me.
Let me tell you, the most difficult part of doing radio shows, and I do a lot of, I've been out of radio for years and I do shows every day. It's a weird dichotomy. But the part about doing radio shows that I find the most difficult is organizing all of the material in front of you.
Yep.
No radio studio is built for this. They're all built for the discomfort of the host.
Yes.
And it's a combination of paper and computer screens.
Yep.
And isn't it maddening? It's very difficult to do.
Yeah, it can be.
Somebody's got to figure out a way to do that. Okay, well, here's the survey.
You have to have a good organizational mind, anyway. You have to have a good organizational mind.
Or a great memory part of that.
Yeah, that's
at
good,
number 10.
Mind.
Yeah. All right, well, that was the survey, and it was good. No, here we go. We could probably get away with that. It's amazing the things that you can get away with in plain sight in the era of short-term attention span. Here are the 10 stories that have dominated conversation on news talk stations, such as the ones you are listening to now, or the one you're listening to now. At number 10, NBA action. A lot of sports here. We have at number 9 in its own category, NFL free agency, and at number 8, March Madness. So three categories spread out about sports. And remember, this is not a survey of sports talk radio. This is news talk radio. It makes its way into news talk radio as well as sports talk radio, where that's all they talk about. Well, not really, but that's another story. At number 7, House spending bill. At number 6, the Austin bomber case. At number 5, we have a bunch of stories tied at number 5. The McCabe firing, the Dowd exits Trump legal team, H.R. McMaster leaves the administration. Wow. At number 4, Trump's China tariffs and Dow activity that experts say is related to it. At number 3, we have the Facebook Cambridge Analytica case. At number 2, women sue Trump. And at number 1, the Trump-Russia probe.
Trump.
On the People's Survey.
Trump.
You know what you're doing there. You just planted a seed in my mind. That would make a great hit record.
It would.
Trump. And then, of course, all we need are clever lyrics.
Trump goes the trolley. Trump.
Now that's a parody. When you use somebody else's melody, it's a parody.
Yes,
when you write your own melody, it becomes.
You saw what happened this week as a distraction here. Excuse me, folks. With there was a case. Actually, there are a number of these musical cases over the years where certain artists, like in this case, Pharrell Williams and what's his face, Robin Thicke. Alan Thicke's son, musician, charged with stealing from the catalog of Marvin Gaye. Was it Marvin Gaye, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Marvin Gaye, that big hit that they had a couple of years ago, the name of which escapes me at the moment.
Yeah. Right,
but,
Blurred.
Yeah, and I think that was the one that Miley Cyrus did her twerking to.
Now, that I'm not sure of. Kara will have to fix this.
Kara would know.
Yes, the song is Blurred Lines, and Miley Cyrus twerked to it. You are correct.
See? Right. You see, I know what's going on, you know, at the bottom of things.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Okay. All right. Should we do the people?
I think that's a great idea.
Number 10, Miley Cyrus. No, not really. At number 10, Joe Biden, tough guy. At number 9, Mark Anthony Condit, mystery man. At number 8, Andrew McCabe, Jeff Sessions, and H.R. McMaster. And I guess you can put Joe and Joe Bolton in there.
Yeah.
At number 7,
John Bolton.
Yeah, I was thinking of Officer Joe Bolton, who used to host a kiddie show on Channel 11 in New York when I was growing up.
Really?
Yes.
That may be the same guy.
He was the weatherman, and he wore a police uniform for the kiddie show, and he used to play our gang comedies. One of the greatest broadcasters of all time, long gone. His name was Joe Bolton. He was a meteorologist and a kiddie show host on Channel 11 in New York, and a lot of people will remember him. At number 6, Summer Zervos. At number 5, Karen McDougal. At number 4, Stormy Daniels. This is a great lineup. Yeah. At number 3, Robert Mueller. Vladimir Putin at number 2. And Trump at number 1.
Right. So Trump and Putin had a good move on Trump's part. A lot of people, a lot of conversation this week on a lot of the stations that carry this program as to Trump congratulating Putin. It didn't do with the core... supporters of Mr. Trump didn't like that very much. It didn't seem to make a lot of sense, but is it the worst thing he did this week? Probably not.
Distraction. I mean, it's absurd. Yeah. You know, the press that beat up on Trump all the time shoot themselves in the foot when they make a deal about that kind of stuff, because Obama also congratulated Putin.
Yeah.
And it's so inconsequential when you think about the stuff that really matters in terms of affecting life.
Well, what it does, Michael, is show you the true colors of these people in the news media, or most of them anyway, the people who can't wait to find something. And it's so obvious. Is our listenership or the people in the country in general so dull? Have we become so jaundiced by the way things are done that we actually believe that the news media is fair and balanced, any of them?
Some do, some don't. I think most people eventually get wise, hopefully. You can't fool all the people all the time. Eventually, people wake up to the fact that all the media is biased. The media that's pro-Trump eliminates any mention of his faults and beats up on the media that beats up on Trump. And the media that beats up on Trump, I'm all for free press and I'm all for criticizing the president, but criticize the consequential things, not the inconsequential things. Move on. We're like a year and a third into this presidency, and it's obvious the people are not concerned anymore about a lot of these aspects of his personality. They're concerned about the success or failure of his presidency based on results.
If you want him to do well, because if he does well, the rest of us do well. Hello.
A lot of people don't want him to do well because their egos are invested in his defeat.
Right.
For the conversations at Thanksgiving. They don't want their brother-in-law to see that they were wrong.
Well,
or right.
If you pay attention to what Rex Tillerson said on his way out of town this week, having been replaced by the guy from wherever he was,
some little organization called the CIA.
The CIA guy. Anyway, what Tillerson said is that he can't wait to get out of Washington because it's so angry, hurtful, hateful. The atmosphere is so tainted with anger. And it is. You can see it. You can feel it. Washington is one of my favorite cities in this country. I have no desire to go there at the moment. I really don't. Does it have to do with Trump being the president? Nah. Maybe the outshoot. The fact that none of these people can get along with each other. They can't be civil. I mean, whether you go even to the silly stuff with Joe Biden and Donald Trump, we're going to have a boxing match or we're going to go fight it out in the street. You know, that's sick, stupid. It isn't even funny. You know, at first, okay, well, maybe it's funny, but it isn't funny. It isn't. I don't find it funny. Do you find it amusing or funny?
No, I don't. I do think, though, that Biden meant it as an aside, just to be cute in a live speech again, and it was jumped on. Trump responds. Trump should never respond to this kind of stuff, but he can't help himself.
Yeah.
So there's an old word called fe, and that's what it is. It's fe.
Pooey. Sounds like a new kind of cheese.
Pooey.
Pooey, yes. Pooey, that one I got. I got pooey. I got that. Yeah. Pooey. Yeah. 16 past the hour.
Pooey.
Talk radio. Countdown show. All right. I want you to think about something, Michael, with me for a second. Think about all the email messages you get every day and how you separate them. If you look at business versus personal, like I use a Gmail account. I think you do, too. Some people still use Yahoo accounts. Some people use AOL accounts. But are they good for business? There's a new company that's on the horizon called EasyEmail.tech. EasyEmail.tech. So they've changed the way you can get your signature online by using not Gmail, Yahoo, AOL, .com, that kind of stuff. No. They have a way to put your business out in front with a unique, very simple process, changing your email identification. So you have your own .com, in other words. They get you set up with your own .shop. It's really very interesting. Easy email, based in our country, people using the technology we have today, but also creativity to give your identity online, if you have a business, something that's very special, so it will really stand out on its own. So if you want or need a new email, how about easyemail.tech? You can go online to easyemail.tech, or you can call them to actually talk to somebody in America who understands English, who can help you. I mean, we chuckle about that, but that's the way it is. 844-344-7607. They get you set up with your own new .. Find a new professional email identity that makes you stand out in the sea of, oh my God, how many different email addresses must there be? Billions, right? Around the world? Easy email will help yours stand out. Call them at 844-344-7607. It's a really interesting concept. 844-344-7607 or go to easyemail.tech. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Save up to 50% off on over 200 floors at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. Choose from the best selection of Woodluck waterproof flooring, like vinyl plank and Woodluck tile, up to 50% off. All water-resistant laminate is up to 36% off. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 33% off. More from just 39 cents while supplies last. And take an extra 15% off clearance at your local store. Plus, special financing. The end-of-quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome. MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7. So if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE. The Talk Radio
Countdown.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen going through the stories, the names, some of the side stories. I think one of the elements of conversation this week, whether it surfaces on a lot of programs or not, will be the focus on the end of Don Imus' career. He's 77 years old, and with the end of March comes the end of his radio career, it would seem. I don't know if he's going to pull a rabbit out of a hat or not, but his contract was not renewed, and he's decided to, at least it seems, maybe you have more insight into this than I do, he seems to be sort of doing his swan song, doing television interviews, and one of the things he's saying to the interviewers when they ask him about when he was on WNBC in New York doing mornings and Howard Stern was on WNBC doing afternoons, whether there was a rivalry, did they like each other? Stern said he didn't like Imus. Imus said he didn't like Stern, but he really does. So what do you make of all of this, and what tribute do you want to pay to a guy, if any? I'm not setting you up here, because you can say what you want about Imus. I think
we paid tribute to Imus 2 years ago. We gave him the Lifetime Achievement Award,
right. Yep.
And he didn't come. He said he didn't feel like coming. I did a podcast with him, but I said, why aren't you coming? He said, honestly, I just don't feel like being there with all those people. I don't feel like writing a speech. Yeah. So Imus, I have no great love for Imus as a person.
Neither do I.
As far as the, I don't dislike him. I just think he's never been a nice guy.
No.
But he was in his time a great talent.
He's abusive. He's just nasty. Anyway, go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah.
Why is it that people who are nasty make great talents, though? Why aren't nice people as popular as Imus?
There are great talents who are nice too. In other words, a person's greatness in talent doesn't necessarily have a ratio to their niceness quotient. There are lousy people that are talented, and there are nice people that are talented. And, I mean, it's one thing has nothing to do with another. And as a matter of fact, one of the biggest disappointing things many people face is when they get to meet their idols, somebody that they've loved all their life. life, and then they meet the person, and the person's a schnook, and they're very disappointed because they want somebody that they enjoyed as a talent to be a nice person, and the person's not nice. So I've heard stories about that many times, and it works the other way. Somebody that's a villain, somebody that's a bad guy, somebody whose politics you disagree with on Fox News Channel or MSNBC, you meet them, and they're the nicest person in the world.
Yeah.
So there's a difference between what's in front of the mask and behind the mask. But Imus is one of the major radio personalities of the second half of the 20th century into the 21st century. And he was riding on fumes for the last 5-10 years, I would say, in terms of his real edge came in the 80s and the 90s. I competed directly against him in New York in the 70s when I was on WNEW-FM and he was on WNBC, and he was kind of a provocative, pungent flavor back in those days. Mm-hmm. But now I don't think he's going to pull a rabbit out of his hat. I don't think he cares. I really don't. I think he does. I don't think he gives a damn. That's what I think.
I think you may be right. It's interesting to see how the Howard Stern stuff has revived. I think Stern was talking about him. He does that Sirius XM show, and the going back to the era that is well presented in that movie Private Parts about Stern's career, what the two of them went back and forth. You know, some of it was showbiz, but some of it was that they really didn't like each other.
When we come back from the break, I'll tell you more about Imus in terms of how he feels about Stern. An interview that's coming up on CBS this Sunday morning.
Yep, the I-Man in our focus. It's 28 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 26 for the hour, 34 after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. We're reviewing some of the stories and the people that are a part of conversation. So we go through the formal lists that the folks who are on the staff at Talkers come up with by listening to all the radio stations, the hosts and the programs that they do. A lot of it is political. And so from time to time, we do focus on someone, although I think later in his career, Imus did become, we're talking about Don Imus and his retirement. He's been on the air for, 50-some-odd years at this point.
Yep. Yep.
And what he has meant to broadcasting, he was a jock, and he was a shock jock, and then he stopped playing music and did talk. And so he has a wake. He's left a reputation he's created. I don't know if I ever told you the story about when because I was sort of the third rung in the wheel here, and never did I get as far as Stern or Imus in real terms, at least in that era. So I went to, when we first got started, I went to an advertising agency in New York to see if they would sell my inventory, because not that I want to get too deeply into it, but I don't do my program the way most others do. I own the program, and I have to do all of the maintenance and all of the sweat, for the success of the program on my own. So I went to this advertising agency to get them to sell advertising time on my program, and the guy who runs the agency said, well, I don't really know why I took a lunch with you. If you're not Hymus and you're not Stern, you suck. So I always had a great relationship for that guy over the years.
That's stuck in your craw.
Yeah, it did,
hurts.
Kind of.
Well, that's not nice.
Well, but you see, the two of them, they aren't, you've talked about me for a long time and know that I am moderate and modest for the most part in comparison to these guys, and don't make the noise that they made, and maybe that's why they were successful. You take it apart if you want to. The Stern success, the Imus success, they certainly were characters. They're well known for their oddities, so is that what it takes?
Look, first of all, I'm not going to put a situation here where I'm comparing you to Imus and Stern. Everybody.
No, I don't want you to do that. That's not what I'm asking.
And you've had a wonderful career, and you should be very proud of it.
I don't mean that. Take it back. I don't want. This is not a comparison to me. It's just, what does it take to make it? Does it take having a personality? I mean, to have the kind of success that Imus and Stern had?
Here's what it takes. I'll give you the answer. First of all, there's no easy answer. It's like saying, what makes a great apple pie? Mm-hmm. So there's no easy answer to that, but I'll tell you what people of that ilk are able to do. They have to have the kind of a loyalty on behalf of many, many listeners who are tuning in at a specific time specifically to hear them. That they have to have a critical mass of listeners that are attracted to them and are loyal enough to listen to the station that they listen to specifically to hear them. That is the key that makes them indispensable in a business where most people are dispensable. That's the answer. And that's why the agencies love them, because when they advertise with them, they get more bang for their buck, because being on those shows, you have a large audience that loves the host and is there paying attention. That's the answer. As to what leads to them having that type of loyalty, that's like, you know, what makes somebody like another person as their friend? What makes somebody get elected? It's charisma, it's engagement, it's X factor. You can't really make a recipe out of a thing like that. But if you have a lot of people who are tuning in specifically to hear you at a certain time, as opposed to, I like the format, and it could be anybody at the anchor desk. It could be anybody hosting the show. I like the music. It could be any DJ. You're good enough to work at the station. You're good enough to be on a professional radio station, but they're not tuning in specifically to hear Joe Blow. That's the difference in a nutshell.
Well, yeah, okay. It's just, it's always intriguing, and I was sort of wondering if there was ever a time when Stern and I sat together in a studio together. I think they probably have.
They did. They're both. I was going to say before the break, I said, I tell you something.
Yes.
One, they didn't like each other. Mm-hmm. Two, it worked well for them. The fact that they didn't like each other created a feud in New York that was in billboards and everything, and it made for interesting, gossip and conversation. But the truth is, they didn't like each other. They're not the kind of guys that could sit down and cleverly put together a scheme like they do in the WWE. Let's you be the good guy, I'll be the bad guy. Let's have a feud and work it out. No, they didn't like each other. And in an interview that's going to run on Sunday on CBS Morning News, I got word of it, said that he thinks he and Howard Stern are among the top five or top ten broadcasters of all time.
I heard that, and I wonder what you thought of that statement.
Well, it's fine. That's what he thinks. You know,
you agree with that.
I don't agree with it, because I don't agree that anybody... there's so many people that could be there. Broadcasters? You know, what about Arthur Godfrey? What about Edward R. Murrow? What about Donald Trump? There's so many ways of looking at it. They are probably two of the top five disc jockeys of all time. And they both are disc jockeys. Even though they're talk show hosts, they grow out of that radio host of a commercial radio station that does a shift at a certain time. Yeah, these are all different industrial categories. And I do believe at this point, when they said to Imus, but don't you have a feud with Stern? He says, well, maybe Stern doesn't like me, but I have no problem with Stern. At this point, you know, Richard Nixon and Harry Truman became buddies when they were both retired, and they hated each other when they were active. You know, when you get older, you tend to find that your rival and the person that you battled all your career, you have more in common with them. You have a common history. It is not unusual for rivals and heated enemies to become buddies when they're past their prime. And Imus is way past his prime. Stern is not past his prime, but he's past his ascent. And the ascent of Stern was an amazing thing to watch.
It was. Yeah, it was. So now who's ascending? Limbaugh's past his prime and his ascent. He's in the same sort of circumstance. And maybe you could say that for Hannity. Who do we have? We look at some of the young, like
Hannity is in his 50s. No, yeah. I would say there is no major radio personality currently ascending.
Mm-hmm.
There are many good radio personalities out there.
Yeah.
But there's no, just like there's no Beatles right now, or there's, mm-hmm. it is not always necessary to have a superstar. It does help a scene, but that doesn't mean somebody's not going to come along. But at the moment, no, there is no Howard Stern. I would consider Howard Stern to be far more important to the annals of radio than Imus.
Yeah.
I would consider Stern and Limbaugh to be the two most important radio figures of the last 40 years.
Certainly, maybe even since World War II. Mm-hmm. If you take it apart and look at who there was,
you got to look.
Godfrey and stuff.
You have to look at Arthur Godfrey. And Arthur Godfrey is a name that most people today go, what, who? But Arthur Godfrey played a major role, and he was not a nice guy. He was a guy that many people, and he seemed like the most homespun, lovely man until he showed his colors. If anybody's interested in broadcast history, look at the history of Arthur Godfrey and Julius LaRosa. Mm-hmm. Those two names. Fascinating radio story. Can make a movie out of it. And then
LaRosa became a radio personality himself, mm-hmm. on his own on WNEW after that.
Yes, exactly. This is great radio history for those that are, interested. I won't belabor it because that's not what we're here for. But since it came up, and Imus is in the news this week behind the scenes in radio, and not even behind the scenes, he's being interviewed by everybody, it's kind of interesting to talk about.
Yeah, it is. All right, well, we put it into perspective anyway. Thank you, Michael. 43 minutes after the hour. Speaking of putting things into perspective, when was the last time you went online and Googled yourself, your name, your business, what it is that means something to you? Kind of startling when you look online and you find some things that are said about you and or your business, and oftentimes they're just not true. So if you would like to, when you search your results and find yourself uncomfortable, you want to clean that up, the place to go is ReputationDefender.com. ReputationDefender.com will take care of you, your life, and your livelihood. If the stuff online is not true, you can control how you look and what people read about you and your business. Search ReputationDefender.com, or better yet, call 844, let's make sure I get this number, 844-432-4882. That's 844-432-4882. Get a free consultation from them. They'll look with you online, and they'll point out to you things that you maybe are thinking, hey, that's not so good. And they'll tell you not only what will hurt your reputation or your business's reputation, but they'll tell you how to fix it. And then you can hire them at a very reasonable cost to fix it and keep their eye on all the things that could be said about you in the present and the future. Reputation Defender has a program, and this is what makes them the leader in the marketplace. It's called Executive Privacy, just for businesses, small and large, that want to protect their image online. Executive Privacy, available now from Reputation Defender. Call 844-432-4882. Got that number, Michael? 844-432-4882. Or you can go to ReputationDefender.com/Doug. To learn more, figure it out and protect yourself. ReputationDefender.com/Doug. Let us proceed now on the countdown with an official review of the top 10 names, the people that have made it in conversations this week, according to research at Talkers Magazine. Joe Biden is at number 10 for his barb aimed at Mr. Trump, and Mr. Trump's response to it might have been a little bit of overkill, but at any rate, Joe made it back into the top 10 in a while since he was there. Number 9, Mark Anthony Condit. Number 8, all the people that have been tossed. Well, Jeff Sessions is in this list as well at number 8. Number 7 is Mark Zuckerberg and his dealing with reality at Facebook. Number 6, Sumner Zervos. Number 5, Karen McDougal. Number 4, Stormy Daniels. Robert Mueller is number 3. Will he go or not? Vladimir Putin, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, number two, and Donald Trump, as usual, on the top of our list of the people and their focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel-drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. Sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of the top 10. This is the formal list that will be in and out of our conversation during the several hours of conversation we have every week on the research that's done by Folks Talkers Magazine. Number 10, number 9, number 8 all have to do with various sports activities and the conversations on Sports Talk Radio and regular. How many people have you heard talking about March Madness? That's part of the conversation. Number 7, the passage of the spending bill, $1.3 trillion. The Austin bomber and what happened there this past weekend. Number 6, all the people fired in Washington from the administration this week's number 5. The tariff, that's number 4, and what impact it's had on the Dow Jones averages. Number 3, Facebook and its problems this week. Number 2 has to do with all the women that are lining up to sue President Trump. And number 1, the president and Vladimir Putin. That's the list this week on the countdown. Now 47 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael and Doug, and a focus on one of these sort of B. We have the A stories in the top 10 and the A people on the list in the top 10 there, but there's a viral video that always, you know, these things, when people post stuff on social media, they become viral. And there's a story of a mother who apparently tried to force her one-year-old child to inhale marijuana. The Facebook video has gone viral. People have gone crazy. The woman got arrested. The child is now safe. But is there anything, I mean, that's the stuff that we thrive on. What we used to think were anomalies have become so commonplace. People are just crazy.
People are crazy. Also, one of the things about modern media is a lot of people are exposed for being crazy that otherwise nobody would know about. Right. They're also stupid letting it be videoed, thinking that it's okay. But it also just, I would say that most of the people listening to this broadcast, because there are people that are born into creepy families, as we know, yeah, but most of the people, before you go blaming your mother and father for ruining your life, be happy that you had decent parents who weren't crazy and criminal and really abusive like some of the maniacs we see out there.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting thing. There was one of the blogs that I watch with regularity had a posting about that this week, about how, you know, it has been common for many of us to blame our parents for whatever anomalies it's time for you to forgive them. Yep. And take responsibility for yourself and own up to it. And if you make mistakes, to say, I'm sorry, and this is how I'm going to correct it. This is how I'm going to fix it.
Exactly.
And that's, I think, the best way to not only relationships, but working at business. It doesn't make any difference. It's just you got to own up to your own stuff.
Right.
That's a, yeah, that's a good way to put it in that perspective. All right, Michael here. The quickly, who's on the podcast this week?
Joe Lieberman. It's fantastic. MHInterview.com. Don't miss it, folks. Joe Lieberman, brand new interview. He very, very seldom does them.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 after the hour now on the countdown, as we switch gears a bit, because Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the official attorney for the Countdown Show, is here to review some of the stories that are in the top 10 as to their legal ramifications. He also is a prof at a well-known Boston University, teaches law, and has a website called Scamicide.com. Scams galore. I wondered, before we get to the stuff that's on the list this week, Steve, whether there are any new scams. The IRS and taxpayers and getting refunds and stuff, there have been a few of these companies that have started paying people their refund when they file their tax return, so you can sort of borrow the money.
Loan.
And I've heard that the interest rates are ridiculously high.
That's
another way
correct.
For them to make money. So is that something that needs to be run up the flagpole with the feds, or is it under control now? What are some of the other even important tax time scams that people need to look out for?
Yeah, and you know, it is an interesting thing you bring up, because not all scams are totally illegal, even though they may be outrageous. And some of these advance refunds, they're not advance refunds, as you indicated. They are loans, and they are loans at what could be considered usurious rates. And this is something that I do think there has been some action on. Most of it, the rates they can charge, which they get around various loopholes about where they are organized and the laws in those particular states, but they don't necessarily communicate them. The transparency isn't there, and that kind of deception in the advertising and misleading is something that both we should be aware of as individuals and the regulatory agencies are dealing with.
Yeah. All right, so there's that. Now, let's get to the countdown and some of the legal stories. Number two this week, all these women suing Trump. This stuff doesn't go really anywhere, does it? You gotta
it's not
wonder.
So much that it doesn't go anywhere. Certainly, I think that they're significant. But, you know, one of the things about our legal system is it doesn't move quickly. And Trump, you know, supporters of his, you know, don't seem to be bothered by scandals that, you know, might have ruined others. But when you're talking about, you know, a very, very significant legal aspect of this was the Apprentice woman, Summer Zervos, who is able to sue him for defamation. And interestingly enough, the precedent of that dealt with Paula Jones' lawsuit against Bill Clinton. So the president is fighting this case, but it'll take years.
Whatever happened to Paula, not that the name ringing a bell, but whatever happened to that case?
You know something? I don't have any idea. I'm not aware of any settlement. It certainly didn't go to a court judgment. I think the suit was dropped. I can't imagine her dropping it without some kind of a payment. Settlement. But if so, it certainly wasn't public.
Remember McDougal, who was part of the Clinton era as well, went to jail because she wouldn't rat on Clinton? And I was thinking about her earlier because I remember having dinner with her once. I thought she was kind of a character. But all these women that are in love with powerful men or will do things that disrupt their lives because they want to be with these powerful people.
Yeah, and you know, and that's it. I mean, we used to look at Henry Kissinger, who was not a particularly good-looking guy.
And Jill St. John, hello.
Yeah, but and, you know, who was brilliant as well as being beautiful. But he once said, "Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac," and so I think you know these men of power do attract these women. In many instances, they take advantage of that attraction. And, you know, I think it's a good thing in society now that we are not tolerating that at the level we did before. We got to get a lot better. But I think we're recognizing women's rights there.
Austin Bomber, and what happens under the circumstances with this guy's legacy? What do you do in this circumstance?
Well, the Austin Bomber, he is dead, but the investigation certainly has to go on. There's
they
no
sue their family? I mean, people will be wanting to sue somebody for this. Who they sue?
Yeah, generally in a situation like this, they would not have the family would not have a civil liability.
Yeah. All right. Okay. There's the information from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official attorney here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.